I'm going to take it a little slower here in a minute.
Yeah.
Just a little bit slower in a minute. The brush is off the rose. Okay, your front fin is in, and both of mine are in. Okay? I'll look at them. In the training building. Well, it's a case of knowing how to play in 1/6G, what it amounts to. Okay. Okay, I'm ready on the lock.
Yeah, it's locked.
Let me get the seat down. Okay, I got the console.
Okay, and I got the handle.
Okay, mine's full?
Mine's full.
Come on down, baby.
Here it comes.
Yes, but come on.
There it is.
Okay, make sure your key locked.
I'm not. You're not all the way down yet, Gene.
Yeah, I'm locked.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, I'm locked. And secured. Okay.
Jack, I put a little piece of glass I picked up right by the rover here.
Yeah, okay.
Just a little piece. I'm going to leave it right behind your footstool. It sparkled at me. I had to pick it up. See
okay,
that?
That's your sample for the day.
I doubt that. And I tell you, 0G is a piece of cake if you, or 1/6G if you play it right. Okay, Dean, you've got, Bender, your fin was good. I checked that. I can see mine too. The line were okay, and you'll have to check your outside one.
Okay, my two fins are good here.
Yeah.
And mine are good.
This one isn't quite flush.
Almost, it's good.
I'm going to pull your flag. Oops, I bent that one.
BTU expenditure for each crewman averaging 1,300 surgeon reports.
And Jack, this is Houston. We're looks like your water temperature is getting pretty high. You might want to go to intermediate cooling or slow down or something. Looks like you're getting a little warm.
Do you hear him, Jack?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Okay, Jack, get the cable because I tripped over and coming back. Okay?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Okay. Okay, verify his fins and seal. Erect seat belt. Arm rest is lower. Full T now. Console's lower. Tripod apex is on both sides. Tool, fine foot rest. That's done. Front hinge pins are in. Set foot rest. Set front fenders. They're down. Verify bat covers are closed. They are closed. Now let's keep them clean. And these gloves fit good.
Okay, and 17, you're right on schedule.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Did you tell Captain America we're on the surface?
Roger, we broke the news to him a while ago.
Okay. Our next spacecraft to power up is going to commence right now.
Rover test drive coming up soon, and then we'll get the television after that.
Take care of that little job. How's my cooling look now, Bob? Whoops.
Roger's come down quite a bit. You were 86, and now it's down to 7.5. Looks much better.
Here, baby. to go, and I'll try to be sure to be there with a camera.
Okay.
Big bag is flowing.
Copy that.
The lens brush? Well, I gotta dust my visor off with something.
Alrighty, don't use your gloves or the dust brush.
I was bringing that. Now, we'll use a lens brush, Bob.
Roger.
Okay. Let's try. See if I can read through the sun now. Can't control it. Let's wipe it out a couple times. Make sure we got all the steering. She's wiped out. Goes forward and she goes reverse. And she's back and forward and she's wiped out. And she's in park. Reverse is down. Okay? Here we go. Stand by the light. It ought to be on this one. There's life in this here baby. Beautiful. I don't know who's responsible for packing this ETB, but I think it was me. You didn't by any chance pick up those scissors, did you?
No, sir.
They're going to be hard to find. But I think we can do it. Well, they were right down there. Unless you pick them up, that's exactly where the rover tool was, too, and I picked it up, so it's probably, they're probably there. I didn't see them, though. Okay, I got my camera. All the breakers closed except nav. The old 4 o'clock pan. Okay, Houston, amp hours, I'm reading 115. Amps are 0. Volts are 8.2 and 8.2. Batteries are 9.5 and 110. Forward motors are off scale low, off scale low, and rears are off scale low, off scale low. Houston, you with us?
Roger, we copy that.
Judging from the way it's handling, I think the rear wheels are steering too.
That's a first.
What do you think, Jim? Well, you're wrong angle. Yeah, they're turning. How's that do you? They're turning.
How about that?
Come towards me, baby. Looks like it's moving. Oh, boy. She's moving. Don't run over me. Don't worry. Man, if they don't like this, how's that? Let me move back, okay? How's the timeline, Bob?
As far as I can tell, you guys are right on within a minute or two.
There's a little high for me, Gino. Okay? I'm not sure I get it, but I'm getting way away. Okay, no worries. Somebody said it was going to be just behind the south 50. Okay, I'm going to take a little spin around here, and I'll meet you at the front end. Okay? Boy, there's a lot of static, though, every time I start driving. Now, I know what that was over there, I think. Let me see. Whee! Jay Houston, the basic barrel around the limb is just what I said, a fine grain, medium gray regolith appearing material that has the standard ferret population. The crater, though bigger than about a meter in diameter, seem to get to rock fragments. Which you haven't yet learned how to pick up. Okay, Jack, I'm going to get more position here. I think I know exactly where we are now. But once you get them dirty, just like the boys say, it's hard to tell what they are. Okay, Houston, I'm parked right next to Barjaia. And we are from Barjaia, 12 o'clock, check up. Oh, you can't see, you're looking at the sun. I guess about 150 meters due west of Barjaia. And that's why we look so close to Trident. I'm coming right up on Poppy. No question about where I am now, I've got Trident. And when I get up there, we are a beam of Trident 1, just where I said we were. I'm right at Poppy. We're about, 100 meters, just about due west of Poppy, which is almost in line with Barjaia, of course. But basically, I'm in line, I think, between Rudolph and Trident 1. And as I look at it in a cross section, about 100 meters north of Trident 1. That's a landing point. Sure get dirty fast. Jack, that is Trident right here that we walked over to. I just got my first initiation to getting very dirty. You sure did. Where are you? You ready to go? I'm coming right around the front now. Houston, did you get that position?
Roger, we copy that, Gino.
And Bob, I'm very firm of that now. I'm almost positive, unless I'm awfully mistaken about Trident. And I don't see how it could be from here. At the sacrifice of my cleanliness, Houston, the basic white-colored rock type in the area looks very much like a cristobalite gabbros of the, I didn't see cristobalite, but it looks like the gabbros in the Mar Basalt Suite. The coarse-grained, planopyrocene plagioclase rocks.
Okay, we have that.
Jack, I'm going to park about alongside. I can screw up that little crater with glass in it if I park there.
Well, we will eventually.
Well, there's that one anyway. Let me park right here.
I'm sure we'll find some more.
Yep.
Where you been?
I fell down.
Okay, that's about close enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, he's locked in. Let me get the 15-volt supply.
I think this camera's probably a little dirty on the lens.
Okay, Houston, we'll park.
No, oh, lens is okay.
When you uncover one of those lens brushes, I want to use it on my visor.
Oh, boy.
It just takes a little getting used to the 1/6G, Jack.
I'm going to put this camera over here right now.